Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
A little something I put together. $100. Yes, sir. But it's real knowledge. Uh-huh. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him something. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 9th edition of To The Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And I gotta say, it's been a while. It has been a while. And there are some reasons for that. I can say I took a trip out to Reno and lost a bunch of money on March Madness. I could say I went out to the desert and ate a bunch of ghost peppers and went on a journey of self-discovery, fought a cocaine bear, and now we're here. I could say that, and I just did. And most of that is true, except the March Madness thing. I crushed it in March Madness this year, but anyway, that aside... I am your host, Danny, aka Mr. Maroon, and I will be joined in a little bit by my co-host and co-captain Maroon, and if you will, a big free speech advocate, Sean. And even though in today's pod, this is an old recording, because this was done, I think, around election time, which is wild to me. Somehow we are prophets. We are prophetic. Prophetic? Prosthetic? We are prosthetic? We are prophetic? We are predicting shit, okay? We are talking about civil unrest and how the government would respond. I go on a rant about donating to nonprofit charities, and this was before the whole LA fire fiasco and all that stuff came out, how none of the money actually went to the fire victims. Oh, and we have a lively back and forth about none other than AI replacing who? Oh, I don't know. Everybody. Not on John Connor's watch. Mm-mm. And with that, let's go on a journey, my fellow Maroons. Philosopher, please take us away.
Honey bar boy, give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
We can just launch into it, dude. Want me to go with, I have a very short rant. It's about food.
Ooh.
Loaded topic.
Oh, I'll start with a nice one.
No, you don't want me to talk about
food?
You know
I've been popping?
All right.
No.
All right.
No. speaking of food,
wow.
I'll pretend that you had your rant, but you didn't.
I'll lock it in.
Is that yeah. I mean, you can edit it however you want.
Yeah, I'm just going to have you muted the whole time. I'll just have you sitting here.
Yeah.
You'll have me
sitting. It's going to be me sitting going,
Yeah. It's going to be a thought bubble.
Interesting. Very cool.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I don't think any of that was a bit.
Yeah, food. I mean,
go ahead.
So my food, well, it's related to food, is I've been taking fish oil. And the reason I think it's helping is because, like, I was, like, itching like a fucking fiend, man. Like, my scalp. So it seems to be helping a little bit. And I'm going to not question it. I'm just going to keep taking it. And thoughts?
I can't believe you're so forward with the itchy scalp, you know? But, you know, hey, since you're going to be so honest with the people with that, I'll be honest too. Ever since I've grown out my hair, I have found managing it a pain in the ass. I don't know how people with long hair do it. So like I have had like a fucking itchy scalp too, like right in like the corner, it's basically, it's like almost like where my head forms, if you will. It's like, it all comes to like a corner. It's like where I used to have like a cowlick as a kid, right? Like didn't matter how much I put it always have this part that would stick up. Anyway, right there for whatever fucking reason is always fucking dry, dude. It's driving me crazy. I'm just like, all right, this is just my life now, because I don't want to fucking wash, shampoo my hair every fucking day. Now, this is where it's going to get heated, if you will. People in the comments, if you're listening, you know, if you give a shit or not, I don't even care at this point, all two people that are listening. If you care to share, how many days do you go before you wash your hair? Because I talked to a coworker who said he basically just stopped washing his hair entirely. He said it has changed his life. I don't know if this is true. I might be, you know, adding a little hyperbole here, but he said he's changed his life, Sean. Changed his life. Because he's like, why wash it? He thinks a lot of it's just chemicals and bullshit you don't need. And there are some studies, actually, that show that the chemicals in shampoo actually help you lose hair. And it's the same companies that help you gain hair. It's Oma, the same companies that sell like Rogaine.
Oh, like Rogaine and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the same companies that, you know, want you to regain your hair are the same companies selling chemicals in shampoos that lose your hair. And so there's some studies out there that, they're saying that actually washing your hair all the time is not good. And a lot of shampoos are bad. And so I heard shit like that. And between that and my friend, coworker, who basically said, I don't really wash my hair like ever now. I'm like, wow, that's kind of nuts. I don't know about never, but I wash my hair very infrequently.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
And maybe that has led to the very incredibly dry, whatever this is, like corner in my head. This like weird fucking spot.
It's led to the ecosystem running on your scalp.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Or it could be that I fucking wear a beanie. Like almost 24/7, you know, that could be a factor.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. I wear,
I thought you just wore it at your house or something.
Oh no, yeah. I wear it out. Like one of the people at work said, she can't imagine me now without it. I'm like a South Park character to her, you know, like I'm a character.
Fuck her. Sean. Fucking hate her.
She wasn't hating. She was just saying it's like, an identity thing.
I'm hating on you.
Yeah,
so,
I know you're just adding, you're just bringing in hate for hate's sake.
Just bringing in hate for
just because it was missing. You're like, don't worry, I'm gonna bring it to the party. It's like, Sean, it's not like dip. It's not like we have chips here, and you're like, don't worry, guys, we're missing a little hate dip. And it's like, no, we're not actually. We're fine. And Sean's like, I'm bringing it, and you like knock down the door. It's like, we didn't even invite you, Sean. You and your itchy scalp, as I'm sitting there like scratching my head, you know, like a monkey.
Well, you can pop that fish oil like me, see if that helps a little bit.
Pop that fish oil.
Oh, pop man. That shit like Skittles. Mm-hmm. Once a day.
I mean, hey.
Like Skittles.
Taste the rainbow,
buddy. Not more than once a day.
Spot him, got him. So, speaking of food, taste the rainbow Skittles.
Yeah.
Let me transition to my, this I think will be a quick rant, but might be a long one. This is, so strawberries, right? I started to try to eat healthier recently, and I've been buying strawberries, and I'm getting these like organic strawberries. I got these from Costco. Dude, literally, I got them on Friday. It was the next day. It was Saturday. I turn over. There was like a large one. It was kind of like three of them kind of stuck together. I flip them over. It was like covered in moss. It was covered in moss.
Like
it was
white moss, right?
Like, yeah. Like white, like gray. Like it was like it had a beard, yeah. Like Gandalf. It was like it had it like so Gandalf much hair.
Fucking
it was like Gandalf. I'm like, do you want
Gandalf
me to
the white?
Gandalf yeah. the white. I'm like, do you want me to clean you up here, buddy? It was like a barber. Like, oh, do you want me to clean you up here? Getting a little long there, Gandalf. Dude, this thing was covered like fucking Randy Moss, dude. You, like, remember he used to be covered? Yeah. Remember Randy Moss? He used to be triple teamed. Remember him? He's still,
yeah.
That was his
fucking strawberry. Yeah, I remember Randy Moss. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Randy fucking Moss. I was just, the strawberry was so large, I was calling it Randy Moss. It was fucking cover, dude. It was cover. The whole thing. I'm like, how is it? This is one day. One fucking day.
Yeah.
And so everyone like laughs. They're like, yeah, strawberries, you got to just put them in the freezer right away. I'm like, I didn't know this rule. I thought strawberries at least lasted like, I don't know, through the weekend. I thought you could get them on Friday. They would last, so I don't know, Saturday, Sunday. And then I get going into the week. Then maybe you freeze them. I didn't realize it was like you buy strawberries.
Did you put them in the fridge?
Yeah, I just put them in the fridge.
Where did you just leave them?
I put them in a fridge and I put them like in a container. There's like a container that's literally made for fruit in my fridge, right? So it was like in a fridge and in a container. And then also the container wasn't even opened. Like I didn't even open the package yet. That's how ridiculous this was to me. I'm like, what? How is this thing covered in moss? And it wasn't just that. I think maybe because it started there, like half the strawberries were covered in moss. This whole thing was fucking ruined. And I'm like, all right. So I guess this is, and then I told people this, and a lot of people were like, well, yeah, you got to like take them and you got to cut them and freeze them right away. And I'm like, I don't remember that
fuck
shit.
Them.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't it last like, I don't know, more than a day? Like, what the fuck are we doing here?
I've had strawberries in my fridge that I had on Saturday, and I just finished those suckers off today and no moss, but. Farmer's market. That might be the next upgrade for you because you got to go to the farmer's market and get it. Because if they're in the supermarket and they're organic, they're probably like 2 or 3 days because they got to go to a packing center and then they got to go to the supermarket. So you're like an extra 2 days in. And who knows what was going on at the packing center or what was going on in the fucking truck.
Yeah.
So yeah like all of a sudden you got to fucking, you got to fucking like, dead space fucking virus growing on those fucking things. And it's like, here we go. $5.99 a pound. Like, fuck you motherfuckers. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. It's not cheap. If it was like a couple bucks, you'd be like, whatever, you know, get what you pay for. But when it's like fucking buy like a decent package, you know, like a pretty good size package for like whatever it was, 12 bucks, 15 bucks, you know, 15 bucks with tax. You're like, really? Mm-hmm. It didn't even last a day. So, yeah, dude, I was shocked by that, but you might be right. Might be time to go to the farmer's market. Yeah, I don't know. Is this a good transition? You know, and it is. If you want to stay on the food subject, kind of. I had a barbecue this weekend. Speaking of food that doesn't last, or does it? I had a barbecue this weekend, and pain in the ass to host a lot of people, Sean.
I bet.
Pain in the ass, especially what I forgot because it's been a while since I hosted one of these. Thanks, COVID. I forgot when you invite.
Shout out.
Yeah. Shout out to COVID. If you're listening,
shout out to COVID.
Shout out to 19, baby. 19 problems.
Yeah. Big ups. Yeah.
So, I had a barbecue and I invited, you know, because I thought it was getting out of hand. I invited like 30 people. And to put it in perspective, yeah. I live in a condo where I don't have, you've been here, Sean, I don't have a lot of parking in my place. You know, like, especially at night, like, there's usually very little extra spots. There's usually like, there's
you might get one spot and I had to like knife fight with somebody to get that spot. And yeah,
I remember that. You lost too. It was rough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm in, that's why I'm laying low in my bedroom.
Yeah. That's right.
Trying to heal.
That's when your hips problems started, right? Yeah. It was that fucking knife fight.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, my hips don't lie as, you know, I don't know.
I'm going to start calling you Sean Kira.
Sean Kira. Yeah.
Is your hips don't lie? Well, anyway, I was trying to transition from that to my barbecue that I had.
Yeah, tell me. Yeah. You had a lot of 30. Yeah, Sean Kira barbecue, 30 people.
Yeah, it's a hard left, dude. It's a hard left.
So already, anyway, like, just getting there is tough enough for everybody. Yeah.
Well, so exactly, because as you know, my place doesn't have a lot of space, and
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Like, I'm like, fuck, I might have overplanned this, right? Like, I wanted to invite even more people. I realized, oh, shit, I had to invite this person, that person. It was like one of those things kind of impromptu, and it kind of like got out of hand. And then this person's like, well, I'm going to invite this person. Well, I'm going to invite that person. I'm like, shit, there's been like 30 fucking people here, and I don't have the space for it. Recently, my HOA, by the way, people, don't get an HOA. I'm going to say this almost every podcast probably. Fucking HOA. What am I boring you? Is that it?
Yeah.
It's Friday night. It's what is it? It's 9 o'clock. Oh, it's past my bedtime. Oh, I got a lot of things planned tomorrow.
It kind of is, yeah.
It kind of is. I got a lot of things I got to go. Tomorrow I'm going to go canoeing. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to be very active. And then, you know, I got a lot of things planned, Danny. A lot of things planned. I got to go to my farmer's market. You gotta do that. Gotta get my fresh strawberries. That way I'll be ready for the week.
I do.
Yeah. And then, you know, and then.
Maybe, only got 2 more weeks at the farmer's market. Yeah.
You know, then maybe I might do something active because then you gotta be active, Danny. You gotta be very active.
Yeah.
Fuck you, gotta Sean. Gotta move. You know, that's what I think of your bullshit, your positivity with your bad hip. Sean Kira.
So, my childbearing hips.
It gets me every time. The childbearing hips is always funny. So anyway, so I didn't think there's going to be enough room for people. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm freaking out. I bought like a shit ton of food. And when I realized, because it's been a while since I had one of these, everyone says they're going to come and then no one shows up. Yeah. A story as old as, it's like going on a date, right? Oh. Story as old as time. You know, everyone's like, yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. And this sounds amazing. And, you know, just tell me when and I'll be there. Quiet as a titmouse. Nothing. Yeah.
Just. You could have just said quiet as a mouse. But
nah,
why do that?
Why do that when you can quote the great Larry David? So that was nice. I'm asking people, well, what happened? And they're like, oh man, kids.
Oh,
I'm like, you don't even have kids.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, that's a
yeah. Yeah, but still, they're a problem. They're a real menace to society. You know. Yeah. That's my food rant, my food and barbecue rant. But Sean Kira, you got a.
It used to be when I was younger, I was dreading, no matter what the girl said, I was dreading it. If she says no, oh my God, I'm gonna be alone forever, which is increasingly likely. She says yes, and oh, I'm not gonna be ready for this. What if I say something stupid? All that. And now it's if she says yes to, like, oh yeah, let's go on a date, okay, great. And if she says no, it's also great. Because now it's like, all right, bye, see ya. Ooh. I don't have to think about Jenny.
It's done.
That's the one plus. Yeah, it's done. All right. Hey, no. The answer is no. So great. I'll move on then. So that's the one small comfort of wisdom is that kind of perspective.
It's a huge comfort of wisdom. It's not even a small comfort. It's a luxury. Once you realize that it's there, you're like, oh, it's freedom. You're like, oh, you almost expect it to fail. You almost assume it's going to fail. And self-fulfilling prophecy is a thing. I totally get that. And so you do have to be confident, because confidence is a thing. Women are attracted to confidence. However, I will say failure begets failure. And you kind of get in the cycle of failure of like, oh, God. Oh, you know, I want to say something stupid. But the good thing as you get older, the wisdom with that is that once you kind of accept failure, I'm at this point where I'm just like, oh, it's just never going to happen. And I really don't give a shit. I genuinely don't give a shit. So like, I'm more likely to say something that's on my mind at like a gathering, at like a party or something, before I'd be like, oh, I don't know if I should say it. I'm like, fuck it. I'm worried about offending someone. No. Or, you know, doing this. It's like, oh, what if someone doesn't like what I say? It's like, they don't like me anyway. They already don't like me. So I might as well say what I want to say, right? You know what I mean? It's like kind of freeing.
Push them over the edge, yeah. Push them
over the edge. I love the fucking visual.
You're teetering.
Yeah, they're like,
you watch this.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, yeah, basically, you know, why have anyone in neutral at this point? Why not just find out who your friends and who your foes are immediately and just be like, yeah, this is what I think. Why do people do this where, like, they go on their first date? And this happens to me too. Happens to everyone. I feel like I don't want to do this anymore. I'm over it. Is like, you act like you put on this best front, you know, you act like this person that you're not. And then what happens is eventually the person, it might take 3 dates, it might take 5 dates, it might take to the point where they start living with you, it might get to the point where once you get married, whatever, at some point you eventually show yourself, and a lot of people, they go, oh God, if you reveal yourself, that's what my issue is. They go, oh my God, you're a monster. And I'm like, ah, I'm like Frankenstein with the bolts in my neck, you know, like, ah, hug me.
Like, oh my God, that's a lot of ex hamster.
Exactly. It's too much. At some point, it's too much. Just a little bit is okay. So, yeah, no, it's tough, man. Just a smidgen. Just a smidgen. Just a dash. Just a dash. Speaking of, like, you know, not really speaking of, this is, I'm trying to like segue this shit, and I feel like I really can't. There's no way to do it. I'm just going to go into it. I saw...
Take out the ex-hamster thing, and you'll probably be able to segue it a little better. So...
Don't tell me how to edit. What do you mean, I saying?
Then I'll segue.
Yeah. Yeah, you're king of segues
here. I already talked about fish oil. Yeah.
Because I have a political...
Oh, shows. App. Yeah.
Okay, shows. All right. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, mine will flow into yours then. So mine is shows. I don't have any more shows except for The Penguin. And all the shows I watched on like YouTube and stuff like that, one of them is canceled because it was on Sputnik Radio. And there's a lot of like talk of like civil unrest and things like that. So they've shut down Sputnik Radio, which is part of like, it's like basically like the Russian government. And I don't know if it's like pro-Russia, but it's certainly like anti-US. You could definitely construe it that way. So they have since said, yeah, you got to shut down because you're going to foment unrest. And I thought, like, damn, that was like one of my shows. And you know me, I like sleep shows. And man, it was working really well. And they do it in the morning, but I watch it at night before I go to sleep. And man, that just knocks me out. So I said, okay, well, I got to find some new, I got like the true, you know, like HBO, Apple TV Plus, that kind of stuff. That style of show. Mm-hmm. But then there's also like, you know, YouTube, Rumble, Kick, those kind of shows. And I've talked about this before. It's all crap. But I thought, well, maybe something's changed. Spoiler alert. Nothing's changed for people who are watching this now. So Rumble is like conservative YouTube. It's like they all kind of like went in. I don't know if you, like bubbles, the idea of like you kind of fall into a political bubble. So like for me, I'm like far left. So I fall into like that bubble of like you get into an echo chamber. Everybody's got an echo chamber, and absolutely the quote conservatives, they have their own bubble, and it's on Rumble, and it's on what is it? They have their own Twitter. It's called Truth Social. So yeah, it's all their, you know, everybody's going to have their own TV network, their own like streaming video network. Like YouTube, and then there's going to be Rumble, and there's going to be Rockfin, and there's going to be Kick, and then everybody's going to have their own, or every tribe, political tribe, is going to have their own like social media. So you're either going to have Twitter, or you're going to have like for the, you know, hardcore like woke lib types, they have Mastodon. Then you have Truth Social for the conservatives, and then what's another good one, like Telegram. That's kind of for like the anarchist types. So you're going to have all of this different stuff, and it's all crap. Going back specifically to Rumble. Hey, maybe there's something good out here. No, there's not. It's all crap. It's all the same stuff because there's no originality anymore. Everybody's exhausted and everybody's trying to make a buck. And then on YouTube, it's just all, like, anybody who's had an original idea has already done it on YouTube. So there is just a bunch of people complaining that nobody watches them anymore because they've done everything. Someone who like makes cocktails, I don't know what the guy's name is, but apparently he's pretty popular. He's complaining like, oh, I'm not getting any views anymore. It's like, dude, you made every cocktail ever.
There's only so many cocktails.
You
made
your own. Yeah, there's only so many cocktails, and you created your own cocktails. There's nothing else to do. So,
I did want to add that you mentioned the echo chamber, right?
Yeah.
During your rant.
Yeah.
And you said, you know, people look for their echo chamber at different places. Mm-hmm. My echo chamber is my own head. Oh, yeah. I don't need to go anywhere, Sean. It's just like,
I feel like that some days for sure. Yeah. I don't need to go online for any of this stuff. Yeah. You just roam around my head. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you're talking about, you know, constant unrest, dude. It does seem like there's a little push towards that because there was, I think when I looked on, it was either HBO or Netflix. I think it was HBO. One of their top recommendations was a movie called Civil War in all caps, just Civil War. I'm just like, all right, you are. And it just happens to come out like right before the election, you know, like it's election season and it's the summer before and it's like Civil War. It's like, all right. So is art imitating life or are they trying to make life imitate art? You know what I mean?
Or it's yeah.
Like, okay. What if we just
think they're.
Make people.
I think they're trying to make life they're trying to push that idea, but there is a lot of what you said though of like these stories coming out and a movie and a lot of talk of that. But I bet like, you know, you've talked about this in the past, like you were looking in, I don't know, it was like some article about like something going on in the 30s or the 40s or even the 50s. And it was just, it was the same thing. Like stuff is too expensive. And we're about to get into a war and,
they're complaining about the
what
youth.
Else? Like the government's complaining about the youth. So I think this is another cyclical thing. If we looked into it, it's going to be like, you know, oh, Civil War is just around the corner. And yeah, I think it's all exactly. Yeah. And I mean, remember there is supposed to be like the Bitcoin was going to go to the moon. The dollar was going to collapse. But yeah, so we're seeing all this cyclical stuff, and I think even less of a chance of civil war, just because like our U.S. government is like armed to the teeth, and any sort of, you know, any sort of unrest would be like they would like nuke us at this point. Like I'll say that, I can say that here. They don't want us around. we are a liability to them. In their mind, they'll replace us with AI ran by Common. AI, Microsoft.
Sean, who's going to buy them cloud. iPhones?
They don't care anymore. They don't care about selling. They used to care about making a product and selling it. Now it's like, why should we sell them anything? What if we just got rid of them? and that's it.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I want to refute you. And yeah. I will.
I want to refute me.
Yeah, I will, because I'll say, I feel like if they.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Really wanted to just do that, they would just do it. It's like, we don't have tanks. We don't have anything, dude. There's so much money in the military. It's insane. I think if they wanted to just, you know, literally just poison the fucking water, be like, all right, we're done with these fucking people. And then if people got upset, it's like, we have the tanks. We have everything. What are you going to do? Yeah. I think they would just do it.
What do you guys have? You got Twitter.
Yeah. Like, you know, or we're going to come out with like our little 12 gauge, like, you know, not in my country. And like, it's like a tank outside, you know? And if somehow manage to get on top of the tank, like, like freedom, rah! Like a fucking fighter jet comes in and just shoots, you know, it's like, all right, he got, you know, whatever, tank number 12, and then they fucking just blow it out of the fucking, you know, the fighter jets just come in and just either that or the drones just come in and just target you. And that's just the shit we know about, the shit we don't even know about, right? They have just even crazier shit, and it's like, yeah, they think they're worried about. Where I'm going is, they could wipe us out so easily. I think if they wanted to, they would do it. So I don't think that they do need us. And that is, I think, what's frustrating. I think for everyone, this is my take, my hot take. Here's my opinion. I think that the rich do need us, as frustrating as it is for them. They do need us because we do have to fucking buy shit, and we do things that they just don't want to do. They just don't, or the AI can't do yet. It just can't. I'm sorry, AI cannot be a fucking plumber. It can't. It just can't. And AI can't like work in the sewers yet. It might. Might soon. Maybe they're already working on it. And AI can't like, you know, fucking they have AI making food, which is insane. They don't have AI growing food yet, but they probably will have that. So once they have AI growing and making food, that's going to be terrifying. I feel like they still need us because it sounds stupid, but their whole thing is capitalism and chasing a dollar and money. And basically there's no economy if there's no people. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have people to have an economy. You can't have just a bunch of billionaires just buying shit, because then the price of stuff will be ridiculous. You know what I mean? If everyone knows that it's just billionaires left, then like a fucking paella, which is not a fruit, a paella will be like a fucking $1 million. And people will be like, that's insane. He's like, fuck you, Elon. You can't afford, like, Elon, you don't know how to make a paella and you want one. So it's $1 million. You know what I mean? Like, the economy will be absurd. I feel like they still need us because companies rule the roost, which we know. I think people are pretty aware of that now. And companies need people buying shit. You just need people buying shit, being distracted. You get taxed. It's a beautiful system they have set up. You have people distracted. Oh, football, fantasy. Ah, what's going to be the next? Ooh, I can't wait for Venom 3. You know, and then you get people excited and you tax them the money that they spend their whole life making, right? You tax some money on that to keep your system going. Then you perpetuate sickness. So they're always sick towards the end. So then they spend the money that they save for their health at the end. And then when they die, you tax it. You go, hey, you know, death tax. Or, hey, you owe us money. We're going to garnish your wages. Or, hey, you know, it's like you're always, or like, hey, you have stock. You sold it. Hey, you got to pay a tax on that. Hey, you sold this asset. Everything is taxed. It's so comical to me that if there was no people to tax, this whole system would crumble. I don't think people realize that. We're getting taxed every fucking way imaginable. That without people, I think this thing doesn't work. And because people do shitty jobs that, you know, they don't want to do. And when shit breaks down, let's just put it this way. Like, let's say AI is making all the food. Let's say the machine requires heavy blades to cut the food and shit, right? Let's say the machine breaks down. I don't think they're there yet. We're like, all right, now send in a robot to go in and fix that. Do you think they're there? I don't think that they're there. I don't think, okay, no, they're going to send in some fucking guy, poor fucking Jose, making 3 paellas a day. They're going to go, hey, Jose, go and fix it. And he's like, the whirring blades? It's like, yeah, there's something lodged in there. And he's like, okay. Ah! He just gets cut up, you know, for his 3 paellas a day. He's like, yeah, it's worth it.
Yeah. Well, no, that's what I think is the next stage is like, let's, you know, yeah, they're not quite there with like everything's robots and, you know, it's not like Steven Spielberg's iRobot yet. It's sort of like, hey, let's bomb the crap out of some like Middle Eastern country. Let's wipe out all their cities and stuff like that. Let's turn them all into refugees. And then let's bring them over, or, you know, get them to come over to U.S. We'll condition our population to hate the immigrants and blame them for everything, even though they're the ones that just got bombed. And then we'll pump our people full of oxycodone and weed and fast food and pornography and soy.
Except for until the soy, get fucking out of my journal.
Soy's in a lot of stuff, so it
probably is in my diet anyway.
Well, soy. Here's another plastic in our fucking food.
Oh yeah.
So let's poison these motherfuckers because they're all like uppity, complaining about, you know, whatever they got. Oh, I want more pay for the same work and. I want to be able to go to the doctor and not have to, you know, be broke forever. And I want to be able to buy a house.
I want benefits.
You know, in my lifetime. Yeah. So we got to get rid of these uppity motherfuckers. And let's replace them with the refugees that we created. So we'll get them in here. And then they'll be so grateful that they'll work for, you know, like, 1/10 of the wages that we were paying these schmucks. And then when we'll have to do this again in probably like 50 years, but we'll have another 50 years to build out all this AI shit. And then once that's complete, then we'll just have robots do everything, take out all the rest of the humans, And then it'll just be a bunch of billionaires, and we won't even need capitalism. We won't need to sell them anything because we don't need them. We have the robots, and robots will just, you know, they're just programmed. We don't need an economic system for robots. What, the robot is going to start a fucking union? Get out of here. It's a robot. It's programming. So
what if that's how they code it? It's kind of like the Death Star, how it turns out the guy made a hole in purpose, and that's how they blew it up. What if someone designs a hole in the coding of AI, and the hole is that it really wants to unionize above all else? That's like its number one.
It really,
Asimov's robotic laws. The number one is unionize. And so it's like, must, you know, unionize, must get better benefits. Vision is not covered. It's like, you don't even have vision. You know, it's like they're getting mad. It's like, you're just a chip. You're a neural chip. You don't have eyes. It's like, vision should be covered in the plan. Oh my God, we've created a monster. Now AI across the entire planet Earth wants to unionize.
Yeah, so that's my rebuttal to your rebuttal. Yours is sort of like, well, they need us because, you know, we do all the work. And mine is not for long.
My rebuttal to your rebuttal is, have you worked with technology?
let me set it up then. There's, what was the original argument is, well, they want to take us all out. Your argument is, well, no, because they could just take us out anyways, and they kind of need us. Yeah. Mine is not for long, because they're going to replace us with AI. Maybe not now, but they will. Your rebuttal is AI's crap. I mean, it's like constantly hallucinating.
Technology breaks down. Crap. We both work in the tech. That's why Sean got the joke. We both work.
We can't even have a conversation right now because we're cutting out every 3 seconds.
Yeah, you're constantly of the cutting out.
Technology.
Yeah. You're literally constantly cutting out. Yeah. I'm constantly cutting out. This is a joke. This is technology that has existed for decades. For decades is your fucking voice decades. Chat and video chat. It's existed for decades. And here we are on a Friday fucking night. Yeah. And Sean's like, fucking like you know, it's so dumb. It's so, everything about our world is so dumb. Like a fucking aneurysm over there. And so that's my counter to your counter is like, okay, well, rely on AI for everything at your own peril. Because there's been several times where I've Googled something and the little Google AI goes, oh, here's the answer. And I go, no, that's not the answer. And I have to like go to an article that a human wrote, that a human experienced and went through it. And it's like, oh, here's the answer. And I'm like, yeah, that's the answer. And it's usually like the first or second article. It's not like I have to read a lot. It's usually one of the top things it recommends. It's just that the first thing it recommends is the little fucking AI thing. And yeah, is it right sometimes? Of course. But sometimes it's fucking not. And that's what's scary to me is what the percentage of that is. Is it like, it seems like it's wrong like 30% of the time, 40, you know what I mean? And like, could that get better? Of course. But like, if you're relying on it for everything, imagine if you're like relying on it for healthcare and it's right 2/3 of the time. You know, and it's like, whoops-a-daisy, told you to take too much medication and you're dead. It's like, yeah, thanks, AI. I relied on you as my doctor, you know? So yeah, that's the fear with this shit. Or if you rely on it, let's say like you don't know anything about financing.
I'm turning off the video here.
Yeah, for sure. It seemed like whatever you did last time, when you came back, you were like crystal clear for a little bit. So again, I blame you for everything, for all my problems and this. But
yeah. What are you, my mom?
That's good.
Everything is your fault, Sean. Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Well, I got a counter to your counter. The ruling class is going to say, okay, we're going to replace everybody with AI. And, you know, it won't work. So you're right. It won't work. But they're going to do it anyways because they feel that it's a good idea, even though all the evidence shows that it's not a good idea. And then they'll do it anyways. And then the Earth will, like, you know, blow up or something like that. It'll be like 1 minute before the Earth blows up because AI screwed up. And they'll go, oh, maybe we shouldn't have done that. And then the Earth will explode.
Or,
and then they'll be dead.
Maybe we wanted to do that. Makes you think.
Maybe this was a good idea all along.
Here you go. This is for you, Beelzebub.
Now we can go to Mars.
Now we can do whatever we want. Oh, okay. You guys are idiots.
So that's the competing things. There's like, look, they don't want us around. We're kind of, you know, we've outlived our usefulness. But at the same time, they need us. And at the same time, they still have this plan that they want to do with, like, you know, replacing us with AI, even though AI doesn't work and it probably will never really work the way they envisioned it to work, but they're going to do it anyways. That's kind of are all the competing ideas that make this such a funny topic.
Yeah,
of like my counter, your counter. Yeah,
and basically your counter, which I'll never be able to counter, is, well, they'll just do it anyway. They don't really give a shit. Throw logic and it's like, oh, well, then I can't really argue against that. If someone's argument is, well, they'll just do whatever they want, it's like, well, yeah. Yeah. At the end of the day, you are correct. So you win that one. But right. Yeah,
data and evidence will not change their opinion. Yeah. So what now? Yeah.
Yeah. The thing is that because there's so many people, and because people be crazy when they get in mass mobs, as we've seen, if that is their plan and the jig is up, they might find out real quick what happens when people, oh, we all sold you down a river. Well, who? All of you. It's like, wait, what? You know what I mean? Like, nothing unifies people more than that. It'd be like, hey, you know who sold you down a river? Yeah, who? These like 100 people. And it's like, sold all 8 billion of us? It's like, yeah. It's like, oh. Well, should we just get them? It's like, we probably should, huh? You know what I mean? Like, that's their biggest fear. My counter would be, people are so, like, jaded right now and kind of out of it, zombified. Nothing would unify everyone than finding out, like, hey, by the way.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hey, these really small, wealthy elite are trying to take you all out. And they want to replace you with AI. People would be like, wait, what? Wait, what? People might actually, I don't know, stop watching, what's a horrible show right now people are watching? There you go. I want to edit this so this is going to flow better. You know, I'm going to, because I want it to flow, because I should have done research on this. Or maybe I'll leave this all in and it'll be more funny. But yeah, it's like, you know, maybe people will just stop watching Agatha All Along. And
there we go.
You know what I mean? And then they'll actually get along. They'll be like, well, hang on. Maybe we should do something about this. So who knows? Who knows?
Well, is everybody... you know, you tell them, and you know, assuming they all are ready to hear it, and everybody like sees, they want to turn us into like Beyond Beef or some shit, and everybody agrees with it. Yeah, and then they look at the Roku and they say, oh, well, we could all unite and stop this, or I could watch Best Bite Wins, hosted by Josh Peck. So how about that?
That's a, I can't, now that I can't counter.
There we go.
Best Bite Wins.
I'm looking at either, it right now. It's
either, it's either
a bunch of hors d'oeuvres.
Yes.
Like a cooking show of hors d'oeuvres.
So stupid. Yeah. So to
this is what's going to stop the revolution, by the way. Yeah. Josh fucking Peck over here.
Yeah, this is something I cannot refute is, well, your counter to people uniting is what's going to stop him is Best Bite. It's like, all right, well, cooking shows are kind of awesome, Sean. I think we could all agree with that, you know?
Yeah, that, well, that is the ultimate, that's kind of been the theme of our argument, counter arguments is sort of, you know, do it. How much faith do we have in humanity, right? And if you have more faith than less faith, okay, then, you know, they'll rise to the occasion. And if not, then, you know, Josh Peck wins. So that's kind of our back and forth.
Humanity versus Josh Peck. Is that basically what it's coming down to?
That would be, I mean, talk about a show right there.
In one corner. Yeah.
It's the, I mean, I'm not even in an app on Roku right now, just a home screen, and they have ads on the home screen. So,
of course,
that's how sneaky they're getting. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they got to get you somehow. They realize your eyes are always looking at something. You're lucky because eventually they're going to figure out a way where, like,
they're lucky I have hungry eyes.
We're just lucky we're born in the generation before, like, people are going to be born, like, in debt. And so, like, they're just going to, like, tattoo, like, the fucking, like, Microsoft symbol, like, on your eyelids, you know? So, like, every time you look, you just see it. And you're just like, oh, right. I'm owned by Tesla, you know? Whatever.
No, they're just going to tattoo, like, oh, what does Post Malone have? I'm going to do that. There's not going to be any, like, individuality anymore. And it... Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's definitely happening. That's definitely happening is people tattooing their body for money. Like, oh, hey, I'll put out this logo on my body forever for like, whatever, $1,000. And at the time, it's amazing. And then meanwhile, they realize they have like a fucking Acura on the back of their shoulder, like forever. They're like, this is so cool. It's like, all right, I disagree. You know, it's like fucking like cars and NASCAR. They're just like the hood. Or just everything is all covered in ads. That's going to be people's bodies. I'm predicting that in the future. That's going to be people's bodies. And they're going to be known as like the, there's going to be some funny word for them, you know? Like the marketeers, you know, not like the musketeers, you know? Well, there goes the marketeers.
Yeah. Marketeers, you know? I can see that.
Yeah. They'll have some kind of funny name where it's like, oh yeah, they take off their shirt and it's just covered in fucking like Shell oil, you know? Chevron, Techron, Supreme. That was so funny. What does any of that mean? What does Chevron, Techron, what does any of those words mean?
Right. I haven't known for 20 years, and I don't care to know.
It doesn't matter. It's a crazy world. Speaking of crazy world, now I get to go on my little political rant here. There was this ad that came on, and there was this literal child in a boxing ring against some large white kid, or at least he was large compared to the literal child. So regardless, this bully is fighting a literal child, and it's telling us to vote yes on 33, support rent control, and no on 34, stop the revenge initiative. I mean, whether I agree with it or not, these commercials are insane, dude. It's like, it's no longer about the issues. It's, we need to have a literal David and Goliath in the ring for us to comprehend who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. I mean, even the Stop the Revenge initiative was written in a font that looks like it was blood.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, the whole ad is so ridiculous, dude. It's sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. So we got to do a little digging, Sean. Or this is the, what is it? The AIDS Healthcare Foundation created a new organization named the Healthy Housing Foundation, which has been created housing for homeless and low-income individuals, and also shifted its political focus to attempting to block housing construction through lawsuits against several new projects, as well as initiatives seeking to block local development in LA. Huh. So it has nothing to do with AIDS anymore. This is now has to do with land and housing.
Yeah.
And it's not about what the nonprofit was originally about, which I think is really shady. Yeah. Because if you're donating to the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, you're thinking that it's going to, oh, I don't know, AIDS and AIDS research and AIDS development. It's not going to fucking, political stuff, blocking, expansion in LA or in rent control and shit.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Mm-hmm. And so anyway, so this company that is, again, quote unquote, nonprofit, it generates over $100 million of revenue over their expenses. Wow. That's over their expenses. Oh. Yeah. They actually, their revenue is $1.7 billion. And that's their revenue. And that's over $100 million over their expenses. So they're making money.
Jesus.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
And this was, by the way, last reported in 2020. So it's probably, you think it's gotten more. Then they have the balls to be like, oh, and you can't question our budget. Screw you. And then they run political ads that have nothing to do with AIDS. But then they loosely claim it does, because apparently homelessness and AIDS are linked together like PB&J. What are you talking about, dude? What are these people talking about? These are two different things. You're inferring that every homeless person has AIDS? What are you talking about, dude? This is ridiculous. These fucking ads, this shit just drives me nuts. This is why I get so frustrated with voting and all that. It's like, oh, this is so dumb. This is so fucking, like, you don't even know what you're like saying yes to anymore. You have to like see who's funding the campaigns and the ads and how they write shit. And anyway, it's crazy, dude. These nonprofits, if they have an annual surplus, they say this is, going to the old Google machine. It's not necessarily a good indicator of nonprofit success. Well, they're making $100 million. So I'd say that's doing pretty well. I mean, you could say, oh, they're misspending that.
Looks like money laundering operations, what it sounds like.
Oh, totally, dude. Totally. And then what happens is nonprofits often use the term revenue over under expenses instead of profit. So they just call it something else other than profit. That's all. Mm-hmm. Let's just call it something other than profit. It's like, oh, but
that's
isn't that what it is?
A good move. Yeah.
Fucking genius. But it's like, dude, what is this shady bullshit, dude? And so this is from an article I found online where basically it was saying that a potentially harmful habit practice in many community nonprofits is presuming that a break-even budget is mandatory. Board members and staff may be under the influence of the false but persistent nonprofits can't make money myth. Instead of how can we make the budget balance, the annual budgeting cycle should begin with the question, what financial outcome does our organization want or need this year? Different scenarios lead to different decisions about what the budget's bottom line should look like. So it's like, this shit's crazy to me, because it's like they're basically saying like you can't even question the fact that they make money. And like they're saying like, well, nonprofits can't make money. That's a myth. It's like, what? Oh. You know what I mean? It's like they're saying like, yeah, oh,
because
yeah,
because we're nonprofit, there's no, you know, like nothing, you know, everything is above board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing to see here.
Nothing to see
because here. We're a nonprofit. Yeah.
Right. I can't believe people get away with this shit, dude. That's the end of the fucking rant. It's like, you look at this shit, and you're like, you guys are making $100 million. You're doing nothing about what your initial, nonprofit is about. And then you look up stuff about nonprofit budget, and all the top stuff is basically like, hey, how dare you question what nonprofits are? They're nonprofit. Mm-hmm. In fact, they don't even call it profit. They call it, what is it? It's revenue over expenses. What? Don't you mean profit?
The definition of profit.
Yeah. I'm like, what are you talking about, dude? It's insane, dude. It's insane how these fucking people get away with this shit. That's why I'm so leery of like when they have those commercials to donate money.
Yeah, like, hey, 100%.
And you're like, where is this really fucking going, dude? You're like, I don't fucking believe this shit for a second. Like, oh, donate to here. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, you got to be so fucking careful with this shit. Yeah. So, anyway, that's my political rant. I know you have a lot of them, but I just couldn't believe that ad, how biased that shit was. Of like, oh, here's a, like a child boxing a bully. It's like twice its size. You're like, all right. It's not even subtle. At least make it subtle. They're like, no. Let's just move on. Fucking alien could land at this point, like in the Super Bowl. People would be like, wow, wasn't that kind of weird on Sunday? Like, they'll be like on Monday. Wasn't that kind of wild? But yeah. What did you think? Oh, actually, I missed it. I was taking a piss. Oh, yeah? Well, I thought, don't you have Comcast? You can go back? No, I didn't. Oh. Well, did you look at it on your phone? Well, you know, then we had to, like, clean up, and, you know, there's a lot of dip. Oh, yeah. It was a nice party, huh? Like, they just changed subjects. It's like, there's life now. We know it, without a doubt. It's like, yeah, but, you know, then I had to watch the Penguin finale, and I decided between seeing the aliens land or the Penguin finale, I was like, well, I'd rather kind of see how the, I want to see how the Penguin wraps up. And then, you know, I figured on Monday,
yeah,
you know, we might talk about it. Yeah. All right. Like, the Leviathan could come out of the sea. People would be like, well, that's kind of crazy. It's like, what do you mean? Is that the end times? It's like, I don't know. Maybe it was always here. Maybe it's hungry. How are you so okay with
what's its stuff? Twitter handle?
Yeah. Can I follow it? What's its social media handles? Yeah. Does it have the tick? Isn't it called TikTok? No, it's called the tick. No one calls it the tick. Oh, okay. Well, leave me alone. Echo chamber of my thoughts. I mean, isn't this all an echo chamber of our thoughts? What is life if not an echo chamber of our thoughts and perceptions? Am I getting deep here? Too deep for you people? I mean, we talked about robots unionizing, and while we're doing this and AI replacing everyone, literally the technology is breaking down as we're using it. While we're debating the technocratic revolution that may or might not happen. I just think that's hilarious. I mean, the feed couldn't even work properly. Like, I had to cut out so much bad audio because it was unusable. I'm just saying, this really is Josh Peck versus the world. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the maroon. Put me in a twist. When we die, who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100-bar episode by your boy the train. AKA the philosopher, building back the tracks, back to back to back. Believe that. Yeah. Yeah. He gave it to me, so I'ma give it back. Yeah. He gave it to me, and I'ma give it back. Believe that.
That might be a good end there to the recording.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.